Hey guys, I got another one here for you that I'm pretty excited about. But I was scrolling the old Instagram and got to see John and Sergio sitting at 1414 trying something that they were inspired by. And it is the inspiration from Zombie. Mirto and Vivo combined together 50-50. So they had an idea of let's take the Yayo Day of the Dead celebrations, which is Luna and Sol, and let's combine them. And the name for this one? Well, it's an eclipse. Day and night. It's all right there. So let's check it out. I went ahead and poured an ounce of each one. So I would have them measured out in equal. I'm going to stir these up a little bit. And these two bottles are really special. They were actually put together special for the Day of the Dead. They put these amazing boxes out. The paintings are just amazing. When you put them together, they're really cool. And they did something special. They were aged in bourbon barrels, but also this one was aged in a peach cask. So you have some different flavors there. And then this one was done in some spiced apple cask. So pretty amazing combo of what they've done here. So I think that's rested pretty good and blended together. Wow, the fruitiness you get on this is really awesome. You get the barrel, you get cooked agave, you get some spice, some apple spice, a little bit of peach. I even pick up a little bit of pear. So I don't know if you blend those together, you get a whole different set of flavor profiles here. Wow. The sweetness, that fruitiness, it's really hard to kind of put your thumb on the different flavors that I have there. I get that apple. I get a lot of cinnamon. I get the cooked agave. I get some of that oakiness, that musty barrelness, just a hint. Let's try it again. Yeah, a lot of spice, a lot of cinnamon, and a lot of fruit. Almost turns into a dried fruit. And it also dries up the mouth like a dry wine. You know, both of these side by side, you know, it was hard to pick a real winner when I tasted them and did my run through. And I did pick Sol because it has this apple flavor and this cinnamon flavor that's really outstanding. And this one is, don't get me wrong, it's great too. Like, they're both amazing. But when you blend these together, you get like all of that apple fruit, and then you still get this dryness and this kind of this peach bourbon flavor in there as well. Subtle and just a hint of it. It's not overpowering. You still get a lot of agave. And the nose, I can smell it from here. It smells so good. Let's do one more shot of this one. Keith Bogart's going to have to come up with a really cool label for the Day of the Dead Yayo Eclipse. Man, this is really good. I can tell you, if you can still find these bottles, not only is the artwork amazing, the bottles are cool, but the tequila inside it's outstanding. It's one of a kind in the way that they made this. It is complex and deep in flavor, but yet easy to drink and easy to really get those flavors and those nuances. So you don't have to have this amazing palate to be able to pick up all the flavors in this. It definitely would be one that would help grow your palate and help you find so many different flavors within tequila. Check out Yayo's website. I'm sure you can find these somewhere. They both were priced relatively well. I had to order them from a place out of Chicago. I think I ordered these from off-premise out of Chicago. I'm telling you, great tequila. Check them out. Got more coming soon.